Chapter 5. As the pink Cadillac made its way across Patterson carrying a load of books, magazines, and vinyl records, Ron told Quimpy that he was in love. Quimpy laughed at the impulsivity of this fucked-up friend. "Are you paying attention to yourself at all?" he asked. "What do you mean?" "I mean that you know how stupid you sound, right?" "Why?" Quimpy's sardonic grin stayed on his face as he formed his phrasing. "Let's see. You know nothing about her. She has a kid. You're barely able to take care of yourself. You're a pothead. You're thinking with your cock, and you really don't know how she feels. That's just for starters." "That's how I feel," said Ron. "I'm not thinking with my cock. I'm thinking with my heart." "That might even be worse than thinking with your cock," Quimpy laughed. Inwardly, Ron smiled at Quimpy's ridicule slid off of him like water on glass. Was this what it was like when someone was jealous of you? Maybe Quimpy wasn't jealous. He'd had his chance with Celeste. Ron had asked him enough times if it was okay if he called her. Maybe Quimpy thought he was looking out for him, that he was being a good friend. Ron didn't care. What Quimpy thought was no longer a concern. "When are you going to see her again?" said Quimpy. "As soon as we're done for the day." "I'm not saying that she isn't okay, but I'm saying you better think about the baggage that comes along with her." "Quimpy, we all have baggage." "Not her kind," said Quimpy definitively. Celeste was conflicted. She wanted to tell somebody about Ron, but she wasn't sure who she could trust to keep her secret. It was definitely too soon to say anything at home. Last night had been magical, but like so many magic things, maybe it was an illusion. There was risk involved. Her sister was out of the question. Number one, she wouldn't approve. Sure, she paid lip service to wanting to see Celeste happy, but Celeste really believed that she gloried in the status quo, where she was the good daughter, the one who had a husband who was a truck driver and worked at the same plant as her father. She had a son, and she didn't need any help raising him. Secondly, it would take her about 10 minutes to find some excuse to put their mother onto Celeste's latest folly. She definitely wasn't ready for that. She did have other friends that she could talk to. There was Barbara from across the street and Jane from around the other side of the circle. But they weren't family. When it all came down to it, she had been raised to be closest to her family. They were the ones who accepted you. They were the ones who you should be able to tell anything. Except, of course, her mother and her sister. Really, there were two choices. Cynthia and Janine. Cynthia had been divorced and had gone through the added humiliation of everyone finding out that her husband liked to wear women's clothes and probably was gay. Janine had kept her marriage a secret for months. It was true that she was older and she had two great kids, both of whom loved Angel. But she was also enough of a screwball so that Celeste felt comfortable talking with her. It was Janine that suggested that she slip out the back door of the church a few minutes before she was married to her second husband. She dialed the phone. "Hello?" said the hard-edged voice that paradoxically also sounded warm. Celeste responded to her Jersey twang. "Janine, what's the matter?" "He's gorgeous. He called last night. We went for a drink after the baby was asleep, and then we talked till 5 this morning." "You're shitting me." "No. Might be one of the best conversations that I had with a guy. And when we kissed, it was, you know, Janine, it was great. Did you? No. Good. I wanted to. In your mother's basement? They both laughed. Wouldn't be the first time, said Celeste, feeling better and thinking she'd made the right choice by calling Janine. Janine, I don't know. I don't think he wants a fling. What's wrong with him, said Janine. I don't know, but what we talked about was serious. Serious how? Janine was starting to sound frightened. Scary serious. There was a silence on the other end. Celeste could hear Janine lighting a cigarette. As she exhaled, she said, You know that you're out of your fucking mind, right? There's a way that I feel about him. I haven't felt that way since Matt. Janine blew smoke hard into the receiver. Look, you got a right to get laid, and God knows you need to get laid. But please don't go off the deep end. I know what you mean, but suppose it's the right guy, the one that I was sure was never going to come along. Do you want to come over and I'll read your cards? Bring the baby. Stay for dinner. I can't, said Celeste. I'm waiting for him to call. Holy shit, said Janine.